Bill 1155, an act to prohibit businesses that use outsourcing from receiving state financial assistance or incentives. Representative, that was Representative Landra. We need somebody to go get him in room 464 in taxation. Laura? Perhaps, is Representative McLaughlin here? Is Representative Torno, are you ready? Representative Torno, how long do you think this, give me a guesstimate on the time it'll take for you to present your bill.
10 minutes tops.
Well, the chair moves House Bill 1110 above the line, and we'll take that up immediately. House Bill 1110, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the circumstances under which absentee voting is permitted. House Bill 1110 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony. Welcome to State Affairs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of State Affairs. My name is Sean Torno. I'm a representative from District 14, Southeast Sioux Falls, and I bring you today House Bill 1110, which I submit to this committee as a win-win, pro-employee, solid election bill. I believe it's fair to say that this bill, and Mr. Chair, I do have an amendment that I'd like to pass out if I could have a page, pass it out. And with your permission, I would address the amendment and the bill together.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe that with the amendment, and as you look at House Bill 1110, you'll see that this is, again, a pro-employee bill that wins the issue for everyone. As this committee well knows, within the last year or so, Secretary of State's office and auditors and the legislature have approved the concept of opening up the election process for everyone who wants to vote to be able to vote. We've opened up that and gotten rid of what I would call the arbitrary distinctions for the reasons behind absentee voting. So as it stands today, up to 6 weeks before the election, folks don't have to have a reason to cast their ballot prior to Election Day. However, what you will see within House Bill 1110 is that there was a distinction within SDCL 1219.2.1 that essentially on the day of the election, that absentee voting process was closed down, and there was this distinction of having to be sick or confined to cast your ballot away from the polling place. This bill would allow that, and you'll see within the amendment that we've left those distinctions out there for those people prior to Election Day that want to use the additional element here is an authorized messenger process. For those folks that still want to use that authorized messenger process, if they want to certify that they are sick or disabled or confined, they still can do that. However, on Election Day, for those folks that are working and are not able to get to the polling place, this would allow those folks to have the opportunity to use that authorized messenger. They don't have to have a distinction of, well, I'm going to claim that I'm sick and not able to get there. And here's the problem. There are folks that are out there hardworking and probably underappreciated, for instance, in our healthcare fields, that work a 7-to-7 shift. And during this last election cycle, we were contacted with the concern that people got called in an emergency situation, thought that they were going to be able to vote on Election Day. They were called in to their workplace, perhaps a hospital, and they were working that 7-to-7 shift, and they weren't able to get out and vote. Now, you might think of, well, you know, there is a statute in place that says everyone should be allowed, I believe it's 2 hours to go vote. But what we found is these are people, for instance, that worked at the Heart Hospital or the various hospitals that live outside, that actually live outside and vote outside the city. For instance, the incidents that we dealt with were people that lived in Canton or Parkston or Parker, and within that time frame, and obviously given the nature of their duties, within the hospital setting, they just aren't able to get out and vote. And we think it's important to allow the opportunity to those folks to be able to vote as well. One of the positions on the other side, and I have dealt with Secretary of State Nelson on this bill, and in fact have made some amendments at his suggestion. But one of the initial comments is, well, why don't those people that are subject to being called in, why don't they just vote early? And I can tell you firsthand from being out campaigning and knocking on doors like a lot of you, that I talked a fair number of people into voting early, given the new less encumbering restrictions to do that. However, I can also tell you that about 25% of the people that I talked to and pushed the idea of voting early said, you know, I appreciate that we can vote early, but I just like the idea of voting on Election Day. I think it's patriotic. It's something I've always done, and there's an excitement, a buzz to that day to be able to vote on Election Day. And I think these folks, if we're going to talk about whether, again, it's the healthcare industry or whatever, should not be denied that same opportunity that they cast their vote on the day of the election. So with that, I will leave it. I think there are some other proponents, and I will stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponents? Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Jolie Turn, and I am the Human Resources Director with the Avera Heart Hospital of South Dakota in Sioux Falls, and I am here in support of HB 1110. And we had that very situation where people may have planned to vote early or planned to vote on Election Day and had to be called in. And what I did was ran a report of the number of employees we have. We have approximately 400 employees at the Heart Hospital, and about 300 of those employees would fall into the clinical realm, being nursing, lab, x-ray, pharmacy, whatever. Clinical folks often work the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift, and of those 300 clinical folks, we have over 100 of our employees who have city addresses outside Sioux Falls. And so we would see this as a real plus for those employees who may have well intended to vote on Election Day but called in because of census was up or someone was sick, that kind of thing. So we would see it as a win-win for the employee and for us as the employer in allowing them to vote on Election Day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Further proponents? Seeing none, we will move to opponents. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1110? Seeing none, we will close to questions from the committee. Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I appreciate the fact, Representative Tarnow, that you got to get the Secretary of State. My question is about how many would this impact, number-wise? And the other thing, if I may, there's another question. Do we have enough qualified or authorized messengers based on that need?
Sure. Thank you, Representative Miles. You know, that's something we looked at, is how many people could be impacted, and really it's an unknown. Just like as in the current statutes, it's an unknown as to how many people would be have a sickness or a disability so that they wouldn't be able to go vote. As to the messenger process, really that's something that typically, insofar as the get out the vote efforts, whether it be on the Democratic side or the Republican side, that on Election Day there are, at least in Minnehaha County, and I know in many other counties that are pushing the get out to the vote effort, there are authorized messengers that are available. And that's something that there is no burden on the county or the auditor's office to provide those. That would be up to the actual individual who wanted to cast a ballot to have an authorized messenger. But in addition, as you look at the numbers, I would also point out I did get some information from one of the other hospitals in Sioux Falls. Sioux Valley Hospital has 2,500 employees outside the city limits, and specifically 700 nurses outside the city limits. So I think the parameter or the group that would be affected is going to be much smaller than that. But quite honestly, we just don't know those numbers. And I think the timing for what it might take within the auditor's office is minimal at best. And again, insofar as I look at this, they have to be standing by as it is right now for those people that may be sick or disabled.
Thank you. Further questions? Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Representative Torno. Authorized messenger would be the person I choose, not necessarily somebody that the auditor has chosen, or how would that work?
That's correct. The authorized messenger, it's up to the individual, as I understand it, to indicate that they've authorized John Doe to be the messenger to run this ballot back and forth.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions? Representative Dietrich.
Representative Torno, I'm getting a little bit confused here. According to your amendment, you're adding back in the language that the person needs to be sick or confined. Is that correct?
Well, I've added back in the original statutory language. There is House Bill 1008 that actually clarifies that to those people that are sick or disabled. And I think those two will square with each other. But
may I have a follow-up?
Please.
And then the second part of your amendment is talking about any qualified voter. So we're talking about those who are sick and confined and then any qualified voter in the same paragraph. And I'm having a hard time getting through why we need the in the event of sickness or confinement if we just talked about on the day of the election a qualified voter and then added in your second part. On the day of election, any qualified voter may use the authorized messenger provision. Does that have a conflict with other law?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Torno.
Thank you, Representative Dietrich. That provision was actually put in there at the suggestion of the Secretary of State, and here's the rationale, and it makes sense to me. Hopefully I can convey that to you, that we want to leave in place for those persons that are sick or disabled the ability to use the authorized messenger up to 6 weeks prior to the election. I want to leave that intact. What we wanted to do then, in addition, is on the day of the election, for any other qualified voter, and here we've addressed the issue of those people that are working, that only on that day could they use the authorized messenger. And here would be the concern that, on behalf of the Secretary of State, and I concurred, that if you just said on the day of the election, it may be too restricting for people that are sicker or disabled, that it doesn't give them the opportunity, the lead time, if you will, to use that authorized messenger, let's say a week before the election. But we also then narrowed the gap in that we didn't have somebody who, it goes back to the issue of what, could they go absentee vote or vote on election day? Somebody can't just say, you know, 4 weeks in advance, you know, I don't want to take the effort to go vote on election day, so I'm going to use this messenger process. That's left as a sort of a stopgap emergency provision that on the day of the election, for anyone other than folks that are sick or confined, that's when they can, that is the only day that they can use the authorized messenger process. Hopefully that answered your question.
Further questions? Further questions? Seeing none, we will close to committee discussion and or action. Representative Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move do pass on. I'm sorry. What are we doing? Oh, 1110 OB. The amendment OB.
You move the amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Motion to move the amendment. Is there a second? Second by Representative Garnos. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1110 is so amended. Further comments and or action? Representative Hargens moves do pass. Second by Representative Rave. Comments on that motion? Representative Michaels. Representative Hargens.
Well, just I know there's some questions over in the corner from our attorneys, and I think it's probably a good idea, and if we need to refine it a little, I think we can refine it when we get there, is the point I would like to make, if we need to clean this up a little more so we're not getting crossways with that other bill that was brought up.
Further comments, Representative Michaels.
In my other life, I provide advice to human resources individuals, and one of the things that shocks them is 1235 would say that the nurse who is taking care of you after you've had your heart attack would need to have 2 hours off to go and vote. And so, you know, I'm right in the middle of this. I'm sorry I can't snake that tube. I have to go vote. And I think that that's an area of law that even the human resources specialists aren't familiar with, and that it happens to be a Class 2 misdemeanor. So this will avoid having more misdemeanors on in the HR world.
Further comments? Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, as a nurse, I have to hand it to you because I'm in one of those groups that could be called in any time. So I do think this bill, along with the amendment, serves a useful purpose. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, the motion is do pass on House Bill 1110 as amended. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Dietrich. Aye.
Cross. Aye.
Garno. Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Aye.
Krause. Aye.
Michaels.
Aye.
Miles.
Aye.
O'Brien.
Aye.
Rabe.
Aye.
Dykstra.
Aye.
Rosen.
Aye. That bill carried unanimously. House Bill 1110 goes to the floor as amended. Do pass.